This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Hello, good morning. I'm Noel Lim. Joining us today is Alan Law, the CEO of Park Hotel Group, owned by his family and headquartered in Singapore. The group now operates about 30 hotels and resorts, a mix of luxury and young mid-scale properties across 11 destinations in the region, notably in China and Singapore. Welcome, Alan. What's the update of the Park Hotel in Malacca that was scheduled to open, I think, in 2019?
Yes, there was some delay in the construction. So we are working closely with the developer to expedite the construction progress. And currently is targeting to open in around 2024.
What were some of the challenges in construction?
There were some changes in the entity that is undertaking the development. And we have been working closely with the different parties to get the project up and running. One of the reasons is that then, of course, COVID is another main reason that actually delayed the entire 2020 as well. So now the new schedule is we are targeting to have the project and the hotel to open in around 2024.
Why is Malaysia interesting for your portfolio? Hotel rates tend to be lower compared to hotels in the region, and competition is stiff. Almost all the big brand operators are here. And so why is Malaysia interesting for you?
We are a Singapore-based hospitality group, and Malaysia will fall into our portfolio quite directly. We're literally neighbours, right? Basically, we are focusing on key gateway cities, and we see Malaysia, whether it's KL, whether it's Penang, whether it's Malacca or other part of Malaysia. We see that it's an important location for us to serve our customer better.
Taking a broader look in your portfolio, what I'm told is that hotel owners these days are actually more keen on buying resort-type hotels, maybe because they make the assumption that business travelers may not come back so soon. Do you share the same thinking, or is it too premature to say there's going to be a strategic shift in interest?
It's probably too early to say, but in the near term, to be honest, in the near term, domestic consumption will still be the main driver for hospitality players. And then in the midterm, the leisure travel probably will pick up faster than, let's say, the large-scale MICE business. So there are different time frame to different recovery of the business units. There are some strategic moves that need to be undertaken in the next 2 years to taking in care of that near-term shift in demand. However, in the longer term, I don't foresee the business hotel in the CBD of a key gateway city is going to fall off the cliff. To be honest, so the demand recovery pace will be slightly different from segment to segment. But I think overall, both the business as well as the leisure will continue to strive in the long term.
My sense is that we lack good class or luxury resort hotels, those outside the city, when I compare Malaysia to Thailand or even Bali. Would that be of interest to you, looking at more resort hotels in Malaysia?
Yes, we will be looking at resorts as well. So we actually started off with being a city hotels operation many years back. But once we have took on our Maldives project, about 4 years ago. So we have further and enhancing our capability in the resort arena and building up the team, building up the KPIs for resorts. So we are now ready to take on more resorts projects as we speak.
COVID-19 does reveal how fragile the hospitality industry can be. How has this changed your thinking about your global portfolio? For example, might you now convert some of the hotels or part of the hotels to longer stay options, such as larger hotel suites for families, or maybe service apartment options, or maybe even co-living spaces, or even just incorporating more wellness features to cater to that staycation crowd?
So in our design, we'll remain to incorporate some form of flexibility in our in our design phase. So that we need to make some shorter or midterm changes in terms of the facility or the room layout, it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg to do so, whereby it enables us to really swing and to meet the change in demand faster than ever. Because traditionally in hotels, design development, the designer will say, okay, I'll design this for it to last 20 years or 30 years, for example. But most traditional design may not have catered for some flexibility in change of use in the shorter term. I believe the importance is flexibility so that we can really make that change dynamically to meet that change in market circumstances.
How do you see the competition from Airbnb?
It is slightly different, but definitely is one of the competitor to the hospitality industry, and it kind of having a shadow supply of hotel or short-term stay rooms in the market, which actually disrupt the whole supply demand in each of the destination. Of course, depending on how the local government sees this shadow economy and whether there's tech leakage and city planning, different destinations have slightly different jurisdiction on Airbnb type of operation. So we will not comment too much on that, but it will still be some form of shadow supply in the marketplace, which we as hoteliers we need to watch out for.
So what about co-living spaces, especially in some of the cities where you are in, you know, the cost of owning an apartment is so expensive these days?
Yes, co-living space kind of compete with more of like the lower end of the service apartment, whereby there's not much service provided, but almost acting like a service, almost like it acting like an apartment style. So there is kind of supply into a mid-term stay, maybe ranging from between 1 to 12 months time. I think those are the main co-living duration.
So if you're looking at new properties that you may acquire or set up, would you convert some parts of it to a co-living space?
We are model something, but not so much of what you see in the current marketplace as a co-living. We are modeling some of our hotel rooms, 5 to 6 rooms will have one common facility as your living space and kitchenette, etc. So we have built some model internally, but no real hotel has been built with that model yet.
Which city do you think holds the most promise in terms of that kind of setup, like 4 or 5 rooms sharing a common space?
It will serve most cities. It's more of the price point where we pitch at and what is the additional they have to pay for such a facility that is within their doorstep. I believe the concept will work for most city.
And when do you think you might roll this out?
We are finding the right project to do it. It likely have to be a new built hotel instead of conversion of existing hotel, which the structure tends to be the main constraint with regards to doing this model. For a new built hotel, we actually have done up the modeling and are able to kind of put in place in the new build.
Hotels are often discovered by customers on social media. To cut through the noise, creating novelty is important. I wonder if one thing that might re-emerge is consumer brands extending their presence to hotels like what Bulgari did. And maybe something more mass would be Muji Hotel in Japan. Would you look into collaborating with a well-known consumer name to elevate the brand?
Yeah, so most of the time the difficulty comes with two different brands. The brand have different requirement, different target audience, different values and tone of voice. So if there is a good handshake between two different brands to come together to do a collaboration, we are definitely open to do so. However, if the two brand doesn't gel, it's going to be hard to put the two brands together as well.
I'm speaking with Alan Law, the CEO of Park Hotel Group, owned by his family and headquartered in Singapore. After this, we'll take a closer look at the future of hotels. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Welcome back. Alan Law, the CEO of Park Hotel Group, joins us today. It seems to me older generation Chinese families like to own the hotel properties they manage. The new generation managers, however, may prefer to maintain a lighter balance sheet as they are influenced by what is taught in business schools. What's your preference as a third generation businessman, and especially now that we're going through this pandemic?
We believe in balancing it. And diversification is critical. And especially during COVID, it also teaches us a lesson that we must make sure the business model can sustain a crisis like COVID. Let's say it's all in one physical asset. When the cash flow don't come in, the bank will be knocking on your doors. Your asset may be taken over by the bank, for example. However, if you are all the way to the other end, which is you're solely doing asset light and doing a management model, your risk come in as when the revenue don't comes in, then you have a huge workforce to handle. Do you retrench them or do you stay put, and where do you find the funds to sustain also? So sustainability to us is key. Having some form of balance sheet and having some form of management fee models, I think that gives us the fine balance within Park Hotel Group itself.
How do you decide which hotels your family would want to own the property and which ones you would be sort of open to selling or be more open to selling?
We believe every asset is a commercial product. So long as it's the right price, we are happy to sell. And for acquisition, we are looking for values that we can add values to the property, whether it's through management or through asset enhancement strategies. So long as we can find ways that we can value add to the property, we are happy to invest.
And what if it's like another family who owns a property? Would you prefer to own the property outright, or your family will be open to doing a JV? The families have to all get along, right, to begin with?
Yes. The importance of JV, as what you have highlighted, is really important about who is that JV partner and whether our vision is aligned, whether our values are aligned, whether even some of the decision-making processes are aligned. If there's any one of these items are not aligned, then we rather not go into that JV.
Yeah, it can get very personal, right?
Very, very, very much. Almost like if you are dealing with a family office and you have to work with your making decision with your family members, is already difficult. And if you are trying to work with a third party that is not as close as a family member, it's going to be even more tougher.
Yeah. So how is the group doing in this pandemic?
We safely say we have managed to ride through the worst period, which is 2020. This year is looking much better. Even during 2020, we managed to acquire a hotel in Kyoto, and we are planning to open sometime in middle of March, actually. So it was very fortunate that we can continue to expand our portfolio even during the pandemic. And then in the operational side, we also have put in place measures to ensure we protect jobs. And we are also very glad to say that we have not retrenched a single person today during this pandemic.
Is this due to the hotels in China that have largely supported the group throughout this period?
Each of the hotels has a slightly different dynamics. China, as you rightly point out, has recovered much faster than most of the other destinations. So China is already back on track. Singapore hotels, where most of our hotels are located, are hugely supported by some policy by the Singapore government. And then for Maldives, we are actually doing quite well in 2020. In the light of COVID, we're still able to turn profit during the pandemic. So different destinations have slightly different reasons, but all in all, most are able to kind of sustain on their own.
The hotel did well in Maldives because the number of COVID cases were quite low and international borders were open?
Yes, the international border is open since last year, July, I believe. Yeah, so the traveler has been coming in, although much lesser than before, but also we're able to manage our costs. So all in all, despite a lower occupancy, our resort in Grand Park Kotibaro in Maldives is still able to turn a full year profit for 2020.
So your family started Borsini, the fashion retail brand, and I remember that brand growing up. And then now hotels. I think like all sensible business families, you go where the bread is buttered most. So beyond hotels, what else might your family be investing through your family office or private equity firms?
I can't speak on behalf of the rest of my family members, but for myself, I take care of the hotel portfolio. We actually see a silver lining in this crisis. We see there are players that are in financial difficulties, and we are setting up a private equity investment fund to take on this opportunity to acquire some distressed asset and reposition it and looking forward to post-COVID.
Technology transformed hospitality in a sense, and that's why you have Airbnb. I'm wondering what would be that next evolution, apart from just efficiency and supporting a mobile workforce?
That I don't have the crystal ball, but I believe technology will definitely help to drive productivity. Likely in the near term, each hotel will have lesser manpower. But each of them will be supported by technology, whereby able to make them more productive. I believe this is what will happen in the near term. And guests will also be having a more intimate relationship with the brand directly instead of through some third party OTAs or travel agents traditionally, because each of the hotel are able to reach the customer a lot easier in adopting the technology, and that is critical for the hotels to regain the touch point with the customer, not just in the hotel, but on the digital world as well. Traditionally, a lot of the data are not being mined and it's actually sitting somewhere in the organization server. Using big data and data analytics, we are able to extract some of the preferences, some of the key data from different travelers, and we are able to put into analytical software whereby we can actually understand different type of customer behavior and having that contact to actually develop that relationship with them when they are not within the hotel environment.
You're a Hong Kong citizen, as in you were born in Hong Kong. How do you feel about the future of Hong Kong with China muscling in strongly on how Hong Kong is to be run, especially to exclude even anti-Beijing officers from governing Hong Kong? How do you feel about that?
I think Hong Kong is an integral part of China. It is a strategic important city within the Greater China region. So it will continue to thrive, but the overall sentiment on the ground is kind of creating a bit of a political stress on the city. However, I believe Hong Kong in the long run will continue to do well because it does have a strategic position in the global stage, having that backdoor to China, having a Commonwealth law regime, and transparent accounting and tax policies. So all these will continue to be incentive for global players to have their operation in Hong Kong itself.
But you chose to put the headquarters of Park Hotel in Singapore because your family, I mean like your wife's family, they live in Singapore?
It's kind of a coincidence. I came to Singapore in 2005 with one suitcase and end up I'm staying here for the last 16 years. So it's not planned, but happens that I have we have acquired the now Grand Park Orchard back in 2005, and then I have further projects on hand in Singapore, and then I've decided that okay, let's move the headquarters to Singapore since I'm based here. And I also see a lot of tremendous opportunity to grow in this part of the region. And as you know, our family in Hong Kong is well established. So coming to Southeast Asia to kind of start a new headquarter here is something we believe can add value in the long term to the family portfolio, which we have done so in the last decade. So we'll continue to have both Hong Kong and Singapore as a key center for the family. But for the Power Hotel Group itself, Singapore is our headquarter. And I have met my wife here and my kids are now studying in Singapore as well.
Thank you for speaking to us and please stay safe. Alan Law, CEO of Park Hotel Group. I'm Noelle Lim on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. Unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.